It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
So again, James Shaw isn't with us this week, but we have co-leader Marama Davidson, who on a whim spoke to us this morning, which is lovely. As Waitangi Day is this Wednesday, Marama and myself spoke about the process at Waitangi on the day, and what the Green Party is planning to focus their conversations with Hapu and Iwi on, as well as the historically politically charged aspect of Waitangi. I began by asking whether the Green Party will be attending and what the party's plans are for the day.
Absolutely. Every year we attend, and every year is important to come and listen to the political issues for Māori. We've got a couple of main focus issues that we'll be particularly highlighting. Firstly, the Hapu had a very clear message for government about the Waengapuhi Treaty Settlement, in that they want to uphold the mana of Hapu and have not agreed to the mandate to go forward. So we really want to listen to the visions and the ideas that the Hapu collectives have got for how we can uphold the Te Tiriti partnership for the Ngāpuhi claims. And we are also wanting to stand alongside the voices of the community who want to protect the Hokianga Harbour. I have grown up, swum in, eaten from, been rejuvenated by the Hokianga Harbour. Is my harbour, my homeland, and every year I return there to replenish my wairua and my spirit. And so I'm very concerned about the reports of non-compliance in water infrastructure, pollution and human waste pollution seeping into the harbour. And so we'll be looking to ensure that we are listening to what is happening. And I have already flagged this as a priority for the Green Party to Minister Nanaia Mahuta around her local government portfolio and her work on the three waters.
Could you just talk a little bit more about what sort of happens at Waitangi Day? I feel like maybe some listeners may not actually know what goes down and what sort of, and obviously you've told us a little bit about the discussions that are planning to happen on the day, but what sort of is the process?
Yeah, good question, I think, because we rarely see the multitude of activities, events in different forum that happen at Waitangi Day through the ordinary media lens. Waitangi Day has changed over the years at Waitangi. It's really a time for Māori to come together, both celebrate the vision of our ancestors, our Pākehā ancestors and our iwi ancestors, who saw that we needed to come together in agreement, uphold the tino rangatiratanga of Hapu and rangatira, and also allow for a governance to take place alongside Pākehā. And whether or not we have not achieved that yet, and so Waitangi Day every year is a time to come together and reflect on what more needs to be done, the fact that the Crown has not yet ever held its part of the bargainer. But for Hapu, community leaders, iwi leaders, to keep government to account, then there's always the stalls, the markets, local Māori arts and crafts on display, skills on display. I really appreciate the political discussions, the showcasing of Māori leadership who understand that upholding the kaitiaki and guardianship responsibilities for Māori over our land and people is a benefit for all of us. There are fantastic examples of Māori leadership taking place on the ground around Aotearoa. Government needs to step up and play its part in making sure that Māori are absolutely at the head of every decision that we are making.
Now, historically, Waitangi has been politically charged. Do you expect anything of that nature this year?
I think it should be a politically charged day. And I think Te Tiriti is a politically charged issue all year. And so I would hope that Waitangi is a place to be able to come and express the solutions and the political emotions around the fact that we haven't yet truly honoured Te Tiriti, so that we can call things to account and really see what the solutions are and what's been happening on the ground. I do also acknowledge that often there are certain events that take away from the other important political discussion that takes place, that can rob the oxygen of other important political discussions that take place. And so that can be quite frustrating for me personally, actually, especially when people are given a platform who should not be seen as leading voices and visionaries on how our country can really come together and work together there. Often there's a focus on divisive voices and isolated incidents, or they are reported in a way that misses the political point. So this is the case every year. I think Māori media and Māori political media all media outlets have responsibility to ensure that they are given, that they are reporting balanced perspectives, that Māori media and Māori journalists are prioritised, and that Māori communities' voices are prioritised around Waitangi Day.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.